Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Behind the scenes here, Raven has been saying for weeks that he finished Netflix and there's nothing else to watch on TV.
I mean, for me, for my demographic, man, I am skewing all over the place at this point, just, you know, trying to get a show. I told you, I'm watching a show right now from 2015. The show ended in 2017. That's what I'm watching.
It's Hannah and Raven. Well, oddly enough, there is a new report out that says that the average subscriber to Netflix only watches 2% of Netflix's entire library.
I got to be double than that.
Okay. If you actually watched every single thing on Netflix, how you've claimed over the last few weeks that you've done, it would take you 4 years, 2 months, and 8 days.
I mean, I feel like that's exactly what quarantine has been. That's exactly what quarantine has been at this point. It's been tough, man. Oh, I am going through shows, like I said, years old. I've watched all the top stuff, you know, because you get the different byline comes out every day. Top 10 in the U.S. today, and then there's shows and movies. I've gone through virtually all of that stuff.
That's because you don't watch some of the shows that I, like, did you watch The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
No, I didn't.
It's not on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Hulu, so that wouldn't work.
Yeah, but
like, for your argument,
there's other things that you can watch, you
know? Yeah, I feel like I've watched them.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like I have at this point.
Well, here's what I thought. Since you keep bragging that you've watched everything on Netflix, right. I have picked three different people.
Okay.
And I would like you to give them your Raven's Netflix recommendations.
Oh, I love a test. Let's do this. Yeah.
If you're so sure that you've watched everything.
Yep. Okay, give me a test here.
Okay. A 13-year-old girl that hasn't stopped posting to TikTok since March 13th when her school shut down. What is she watching on Netflix that's going to tear her away from TikTok?
New Adventures in Babysitting. I mean, that's an easy one, man. That thing is up there, right? People are watching it. They are loving it. I haven't watched a single scene of it because I'm not a 13-year-old girl.
But wait a minute. I thought you watched everything on Netflix.
Yeah, but I'm not going to watch that because, again, I'm not a 13-year-old girl, all right? But I know the demographic. I can see it there, and that has been targeted exactly for them. I'll tell you what Netflix does better than anybody. The trailer. And I have seen the trailer multiple times, and it's a winner.
All right. How about if you're an 83-year-old male tech billionaire?
Yeah.
Like, you know, your days are numbered.
Right.
We got all the money in the world. Like, but you're just going to sit down and watch some Netflix.
Yeah, but you want to feel alive again at the same time.
Right.
All right? So you got to tap into that. So Extraction with Thor. That dude, Chris, whatever his name is, that is the baddest action movie you have seen, like, I mean, seriously, in the last 10 years. It's right up there with John Wick 1, 2, 3.
Is it going to be okay for his heart?
Well, you know, if you've lived a good life, you just want to die well, too.
Right.
So maybe if you go out in a blaze of glory, it's good. Also, The Highwaymen. Costner and Harrelson.
What's that
the
about?
Bonnie and Clyde thing, when they catch those guys. And by catch, I mean, you know, gunned down on the side of the highway when they came around a corner.
I don't think we should give an 83-year-old that much adventure, especially when his 26-year-old girlfriend.
And he probably remembers when it happened in real time, so that's all I'm saying.
All right, what if you're a 49-year-old woman that just found out you won the lottery.
Yeah.
And you've decided you're finally going to leave your husband now.
Oh, girlfriend, I got the thing for you. I just saw it last weekend. First off, White Lines, the show, is good because it'll remind me of your youthful years when you were a little bit crazy and you went on that spring break trip and you know what I'm talking about and you hooked up with that Portuguese lover dude. You know, you remember.
No.
Also, 365 Days, which is a terrible, 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 terrible movie.
Yeah.
And premise about a girl who's kidnapped by a mob boss. And then he gives her 1 year where he released her after the kidnapping, but he's trying to make her fall in love with him. That's
so
a good one, too.
Why would
and then
you
Desperados.
Watch that?
That's the new girl flick. Oh, they go to Cancun, they get crazy? You got to see it. But don't what? I'll tell you right now, Anna.
Yeah.
You got to see that. Don't turn it on with your daughter next to you.
All right.
Do not. Enough. Do not. It's an adult film, people.
Here's what I've learned. You definitely watch too much Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
Oh, I told you.
Yep.
You're listening to the...